breathing. Country kids with Nikki
Strong. VOA. Dan and Shave, who many have come to enjoy as judges on The Voice, revealed that they almost broke up after their 2021 tour. Thank goodness they didn't. Last year, they dropped their fifth studio album, and their current single, Bigger Houses, has had significant staying power on the country music charts. The backstory behind the song involves, yes, a bigger house, a new bigger house, Dan's wife, and the concept of happiness.
Bigger Houses, the title track of our fifth album, is definitely one of our favorite songs we've ever written and recorded. This song has an interesting backstory. My wife was over at my friend Andy Albert's house. Andy and his wife had just bought a house in West Nashville. They just had their second kid. They got two dogs, and they bought this beautiful house with a great yard, a huge life milestone for them. But Abby was over there, and you know how it is. When you go over to somebody's house, you're apologizing for stuff. Well, trust me, we're going to put grass here. We're going to change this. And Abby said, guys, this house is so beautiful. We should all be so grateful. We have a roof over our head. We have food to eat. No need to apologize. I'm so proud of you guys. You know, we're always talking about higher highs and bigger houses. And Andy and I got together to write one day, and he was like, you know what, this might be kind of weird, but Abby was over at the house seeing it for the first time, and she said this thing, bigger houses, and I had this song idea that I wrote in my phone called The Thing About Happiness I've Found Is Don't Live in Bigger Houses. And he said he needed to write it with me, because it was only right because Abby kind of said the line. And this song is exactly where we are in our lives right now. It's so personal. It's so honest. It's so genuine.
When Dan first sent me the demo of Bigger Houses, this song just hit me like a freight train. Money can't buy you happiness, and you have to stop chasing after the next high. That's never going to bring you happiness. The bar always moves. And I just think it's a special message that not only our fans need to hear and people in our industry, but probably most of all, I needed to hear.
Used to dream about buying a bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on the porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. Think about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses.
with Dress to Kill. I was in my booth, so I had to pick Fully Uptown Time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise.
We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit
Another edition of Center Stage featuring Keith Urban's new album, High. Next month for Center Stage, Luke Bryan will walk us through his brand new project, Mind of a Country Boy, which includes that song you just heard, Love You, Miss You, Mean It. Center Stage always airs the first weekend of the month, just in case you didn't know. We also heard Dustin Lynch, Chevrolet, and as promised, here is the new duet with Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood. I'm Gonna Love You. New music on Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the full of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds are flying south when the wind comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Stay. Gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love that
said, making my last claim, or my darling, this feeling, one I never imagined. Yeah, I just hope Jesus forgives me for asking, but where do you go when you die? How do you know when you're there? Heaven's the moment you wish never ended, and I'm 6 feet under somewhere. I'm 6 feet under somewhere. I swear to God, I thought I was dead on the side of the road, clasping my head.
Heart Eat 6 Feet Under, a song inspired by a near-fatal tour bus accident he had just weeks before his wedding to his wife. Here is Ella Langley featuring Riley Greene, You Look Like You Love Me, on Country Hits VOA.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I've been out on the road, lonely at night. And it's been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like.
The American Music Awards 50th year anniversary TV special aired this week. The retrospective event included country artists Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, Brad Paisley, and Kane Brown, who paid tribute to legend Alan Jackson by performing his classic hit, Drive. Garth Brooks has denied all sexual assault charges against him by a former makeup and hairstylist who worked for him in 2019. In the weeks prior to the accuser's October 3rd filing, Brooks filed his own complaint that alleged the accuser was attempting to extort and defame him with false allegations. He also shared on his recent Facebook Live show, Inside Studio G, that the case could take up to 2 years and that he would not be able to discuss it. Luke Combs and Eric Church, Morgan Wallen, and Dolly Parton are among many stars who are raising awareness and money for hurricane relief efforts. Hurricane Helene, as well as Milton, has ravaged several southern states in the U.S., killing over 230 people, with hundreds still missing and thousands displaced. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong. Here is John Party with Friday Night's Heartbreaker from Country Hits VOA.
Somebody pour me a drink.
Grabs another number one hit with Pour Me a Drink featuring Blake Shelton. Yep, that song takes the top spot on the U.S. Billboard Country Radio Airplay chart. I'm Nikki Strong, and this has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice of America. See you